Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back yet again. I am Jason Burmis. With me, Alex Jones and Jim Tucker. They are reshaping Eurasia. The establishment has taken over Afghanistan. They have taken over Iraq. You know they want Iran. Are they going to decide whether or not to invade Iran this year at this Bilderberg conference? Let's get it straight from the sources that are there. Alex, Jim, what do you think? Is this going to be it? Are they going to decide to go into Iran? Is it going to be more about the presidency? What are they going to be discussing?
Well, just for the listeners all over the world, the new stations that just tuned in, we are in Chantilly, Virginia, a bedroom community of Washington, D.C., at the Westfields Marriott, 2008. They're back at the scene of the crime where they gave the green light for the attack on Iran in 2002 and launched the attack in 2003. Our cell phones, when they're turned off, turn on by themselves. We'll have full bars. They won't let us take phone calls. There's definitely electronic warfare going on in here. We know that's happened in the past. Jim, at other events, has found bugs in his room. We are being followed by security. They're not even hiding it. Everywhere we go, when we get out our cell phones, they run up and make sure we're not using those to videotape. It is just absolutely amazing. But as American citizens, as free humans, we have a right to be here to be covering what leaders from all over the world and the owners of the Fortune 100 and royalty, the Rockefellers, the Rothschild representatives, are doing. We have a right. And Jim always makes the point, if you had 125 movie stars meeting in secret, there'd be 50 helicopters and people freaking out wanting to know what was happening. But remember, just 7-8 years ago, the media still denied this even existed. Now the Washington Post was even forced to admit, you know, just that, well, the headline was, is they rule. And said, yes, we rule the planet, we run your lives. And that's the key here. This is historical, this is important. That's why Genesis Network is so important. That's why InfoWars.com, everybody's support is so important, why I thank them. Because this is so important, what we do. We risk our lives, our time, our energy. We're passionate. We're dedicated. And we owe so much to Jim Tucker for pioneering, exposing the true tip-top of the pyramid. You know, in the super-class article they wrote for the New York Times, admitting they run the world, want world government, Rothkopf says it's 6,000. Those are the gophers, the minions, the highest level of servants. This is the owners of the planet. This is the eugenicist. These are the people that are poisoning our water and our food. These are the people that are carrying out eugenics against us with the thimerosal-filled vaccines. We're only going to do two more minutes with Jim. Jim, again, any other key points you want to add?
Well, I would add that whether or not the United States invades Iran this year might well be decided at this meeting. I'm hopeful that it will not happen, but I'm afraid it will because it's hell-bent to invade Iran and leave large bloody footprints in the sands of time. They will also be discussing, if not celebrating, the price of oil. It was in, I think it was in 2005 when, reaching from my memory here, but about 2 or 3 years ago, they announced that the price of oil, which was then $40 a barrel, was going to rise over the years to $140 a barrel. It's hit $133 a barrel. Don't know what they're going to do with the subject, but I know it's definitely on their agenda.
Do you think we're going to hit $200 a barrel? Do you think that's on the agenda, maybe to push it even further up so we're paying $6, $7 a gallon at the pump?
I really don't know, but I will know when this meeting is over. I'll know.
Excellent. Well, you got to keep us posted on that because it just seems like they keep bringing up the price of gas, and I've seen so many articles prepping us saying we still have it too good, that they pay, you know, $6, $7 a liter in other countries, and we deserve to pay more, Jim, is what they're trying to tell us.
Yes. Long Bilderberg tradition of lowering America's standard of living to the same level as in European countries. It would be much better for them to lift the standard of living in European countries to the level of the United States.
But we all know that won't happen. They're trying to enslave us. Jim Tucker, Alex Jones at Bilderberg 08. We'll be back after this. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the establishment is at it again, folks. The eugenicists are meeting this weekend, and what will be on the agenda? Will it be the depopulation program that we all know about? Well, for sure, they're going to be talking about reducing the standard of living of American citizens, as they've done over the last, 5 to 10 years. They've really lowered the standard of living in this country. They've upped the prices. Inflation is out of control, and there seems to be more and more government control of our lives. Jim, you were just discussing how you were hoping that they would up the European standard of living to that of the United States. But in fact, it seems like the standard of living in the United States has gone down. There's literally food rationing going on in New York. It's something that's unheard of to me. Is this the program they're keeping up with? Are they going to lower our standard of living even more, Jim?
Jason, I want you to reintroduce that great question in a moment as we close out this interview with Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to, again, point out what Jim was just bringing up, how they're lowering our standard of living, how they're inflating how they're destroying the currency, the inflation. Jim said 3 years ago this was on the agenda. Jim only makes 4 or 5 announcements a year from his sources, from his intel, from coming back and interviewing people after the globalists leave. They'll never talk to us beforehand. They've all been told they'll be fired if they talk to us. We've talked to a bunch of people, from people serving the coffee, down at Starbucks, to people in the bar and the restaurant who work here, to bellhops. And they're scared. But then after they see the evil and hear the evil and are treated like crap, they're told they're not allowed to look at Bilderberg Group members in the eyes, after they're treated like crap by this 125, you know, global rulers who just want to dehumanize them and euthanize them and get them out of the way. They always give us even more intel, but Jim actually has sources inside Bilderberg, not members, but some of their minions. But I just wanted to say we'll have reports at the end of the show again today. If anything big happens, I'll call in another Genesis shows, and I will be live again on air with you tomorrow. Doing a great job, Jason. I appreciate it. And, of course, Friday, and then Saturday, and then coming back on Sunday. But, yes, bring that question back up to Jim Tucker because it's so amazing. And then after you bring up that question for him, ask Jim. All the predictions he's made are true. I mean, he said it's going to be $140-plus a barrel in the next 2 years, and it happened. And so in a few days, we're going to learn the course of our lives. There's no other group where you can go spy on them. We're spying on the globalists. We're spying on the Black Hand. We're spying on the people that own the central banks. I mean, this is it. So bring up that population reduction point you were pointing out about raising their control over the world while lowering our standard of living, and then bring up the fact that he's been right about the oil specifically. Here's Jim Tucker.
All right, Jim Tucker joining us again, and his predictions have all come true. It's not like he makes these wild predictions. He says about three or four things a year, just like Alex said, from the price of gas to the invasions into other countries. And we were discussing standard of living, Jim, and you were saying, well, why don't they just bring up the European standard of living to the United States? But what we're seeing is the opposite. We're seeing the lowering of the standard of living in this country to that of Europe. Do you think that's going to be on the agenda? Do you think that's going to continue?
That's been on the agenda for decades with the Bilderberg kids. They want everybody to have a lower standard of living. As Alex said, they're more controllable when they're poor donkeys instead of well-to-do entrepreneurs. Now, we're seeing the effect. One-seventh of the world's population is at risk of dying of diseases and hunger because of the cost of food being at a record high throughout the world because of the cost of fuel. And they're behind the ethanol thing, which costs even more. Well, we don't have ethanol pipelines like we have oil pipelines.
But the subsidiaries from ethanol, it seems like they're shutting down a lot of farms or a lot of farms that used to grow food for this ethanol production, which is further upping the prices of food, correct, Jim?
Oh, absolutely, because economists tell us that something like 40% of, on average, of everything you buy, whether it's a house or a necktie or a loaf of bread, to be attributed to the cost of transportation, the long journey from raw material to finished product to marketplace. So when you drive up the price of food, we now have aged people in Social Security who have to give away their dogs because they need to eat the dog food at the end of the month. They're not taking their medications because they have to eat. It's a horrible situation for not just the very poor, but the not-so-poor when their food budget costs multiply as they have. And when you take one-fourth of the corn crop and turn it into ethanol, and corn is based on so much of our finished food products. And that has a tremendous impact on the price of food, which has a tremendous impact on the standard of living, directly threatening millions with starvation. Also, as I said, causing poor people to be unable to afford their medications, to be unable to afford to eat properly, if at all, for the last 3 days of the month before their welfare check arrives or Social Security check arrives.
And they're just getting more and more people on that program because in the last year they've blown out the U.S. economy. They've blown out the housing market. They've upped the price of gas. They've stopped food production. And I think it is their plan to get more people on social services so they get, that they are in the system, that they're used to getting a government paycheck, that they're used to bowing down to the government. And, me and Alex were predicting if this thing goes just terrible and the governments start taking over some of these supermarkets and it becomes a ration center, you can bet your bottom dollar they're going to give you a card, much like they're giving those who are on welfare and food stamps right now, in order to go get your rations, Jim.
Yes, Bilderberg. Euphemism for all of this is population control. By that they mean killing the third baby as they did in China. So, well, that's known as abortion, I suppose. In fact, they're saying that the United States should pass a law permitting even that god-awful partial birth abortion, that is, when the baby is already coming out. They turn it around in the birth canal, take it out feet first, which also endangers the mother more so than coming out head first as usual.
By the way, Jim, they're also calling for a one-child policy here in the U.S. One-child policy.
Yeah.
Now, Bilderberg, but introduce the question.
Yes, one-child policy is obviously aimed at reducing the population on Earth. And, of course, with abortion and starvation and disease, they make great progress. In fact, some economists tell us that 1 billion people, 1 out of 7 million people on this planet, are likely to die.
It's insane. You know, ABC has this website that they redirect kids to called planetslayer.com. And in it, young people, and when I say young people, I'm talking 5 to 8-year-olds, are led to believe that they've used up their quote-unquote carbon footprint by the time they're 14 months old. And it literally shows a cartoon of two pigs and in the middle, blood from a dead human, saying that they need to die 14 months after they're born because they're taking up too much carbon, Jim. Is this getting us ready for a new form of taxation, the carbon tax?
Well, Bilderberg never found a tax it didn't like. Carbon tax could be one of their favorite world tax, though. It was taxing oil at the wellhead. So it would be a direct tax for anybody who buys gasoline for their car, lawnmower, or for whatever purpose, be paying directly a tax to the United Nations.
Well, one of the big proponents of this carbon idea, other than Al Gore, seems to be Gordon Brown, who's the prime minister over in the UK, and he has openly discussed a new world order prior to himself being elected, and then after he was elected, it was literally on the front page of mainstream press over there, and this guy is the guy promoting this carbon tax, Jim.
Yes, and Tony Blair was a Bilderberg kid, too.
Do you think Gordon Brown's going to possibly be at this Bilderberg meeting? Has he attended before? It is very likely. Interesting.
Yes. I don't know, but it's very likely.
So who do you think are going to be some of the staples? We see David Rockefeller there almost every year. Do you feel like he's going to show up?
Yes, he's there every year. He's quite frail now, deep into his 90s.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the Trilateral Commission meeting a few weeks ago. Henry Kissinger, of course, is regular. And Peter Sutherland, the chairman of the executive committee of both Bilderberg and Trilaterals, he'll certainly be here. In fact, there's only typically about 4 or 5 new faces at a Bilderberg meeting each year. And if they're not invited back, that means they've been cast aside.
Well, they don't always invite everybody every year. For instance, Edwards was taken in the year he was elected to be vice president for the Democratic nomination. And
that's
was...
right, Jim. He's now bringing up that John Edwards was brought in. We've got to end this interview now. We'll probably, from on the street, be able to get Jim. He always does the ceremony, the ritual of trying to walk up and get in after they've already shut it down. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to be live on air at around noontime central or so. Whenever Jim wants to do that, we're going to be bringing him down here from his hotel after we have to check out of the scene of the crime. Of their crime. And so we'll be doing that tomorrow. But I want to thank Jim Tucker for being on the show. I'm going to hand it back over to you, Jason Burmes. Thank you so much for doing the great job while we're out of town. And I want to thank all the other people that are tuned into the show today. And again, thank everybody for the money bomb. And, you know, the more I think about it, it just totally blows me away. And I just love all of you out there. Thank you so much. Burmes, I'm turning it back over to you.
All right. Godspeed, Alex, and keep up the good work. Another way that we actually keep this broadcast going are our great sponsors over at Enerfood. We all know that stress weakens your mind, inhibiting your ability to focus on things that truly matter. Fight back with Enerfood. Practically every one of us up here are absolutely addicted to this stuff, and for all the best reasons. Enerfood is nature's 100% all-natural organic superfood with no GMOs, filters, or sweeteners, just 20 power-packed ingredients that will sharpen your mind and give you the energy needed. You get everything you need for less than $1 a day. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or go to Infowars.com and click on the big old banner. That's right, Enerfood. I've had it in the office, and let me tell you what a burst of energy it gives you. This is the Alex Jones Show. We will be back after these messages. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom. Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I am Jason Burmis, in for Alex Jones. Alex and Jim just giving us blockbuster material from the Bilderberg Conference, where they honestly decide what's going to happen to this country and the world over the next 12 months until they meet again. I mean, obviously, they have a two-week little retreat over in the Bohemian Grove, but that's around 3,000 members. And although they have a lot of things go on there, this is a more concentrated group of people, only a couple hundred. And I can't tell you how important it is that we talk about Bilderberg. Go check out John Ronson's special where he did a little series. I think it's Adventures with Extremists. Alex has an episode. David Icke has an episode. But Jim Tucker's episode about the Bilderberg group, they literally get followed by Secret Service agents, and when they pull over, the Secret Service agents just pull over right next to them. They hang out because they are being surveilled. And I just want to remind people that you can get a boost of energy without, you know, this garbage Rockstar energy drink or Monster energy drink. I've seen so many energy drinks that are just sugar and caffeine, and now they have these little spot-on energy drinks. None of that's good for you, folks. So why don't you go to enerfood.com, that's E-N-E-R-food.com, or you can call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. All right, let's go to my guest who's been patiently holding for the last 15, 20 minutes. We have Adam Cuttington of Kentucky We Are Change, one of the true info warriors out there. Adam, how you doing?
Pretty good. Good afternoon, Jason.
Now, how did you get involved in We Are Change? I mean, this is an organization that has just exploded over the past, you know, almost 2 years now. It's been a little less than 2 years since Luke put it together. Chapters throughout the country, throughout the world, really. And why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got started and your chapter over in Kentucky?
Well, I didn't really see any type of real organization with anything going on here in the Louisville area. And for my studies within 9/11 Truth online, I came across some of the very first We Are Change videos out of New York and really appreciated what they were doing, you know, taking the patriotic stance, going at the people that are actually committing these crimes, atrocities, and confronting them face to face. And I just respected that so much that I had to do something. I had to take organizational status, you know, here in my own area.
So really, you just saw other people coming out doing what's right, and you said, you know what, I want to be a part of this. This is one of the few groups out there that truly is organic, that is talking about the real issues, that are confronting the big boys. And what did you do? Just email Luke, and he kind of gave you a little bit of direction? I know that's who I send people to.
Yeah, I just emailed Luke, asked him if it'd be all right if I created a chapter here out of the Louisville area, and he pretty much said that would be fine. So I went from there, started organizing with what I found with a couple other people, and they started also a 9/11 Truth Louisville group. So now we've got fairly large, done such confrontations as Tom Brokaw, Lee Hamilton, Ted Nugent, Oliver North as of recent.
Oh, that was you guys in Oliver North. I mean, I recently saw that video. I didn't know that was you guys not in Kentucky. Why don't you tell people about that? They literally took your videos, right? And you had to wait,
a
week?
Yeah, that was me and We Are Change Kentucky doing a combined effort with We Are Change Ohio and Cody Deeds to come down and do the NRA event.
Mm-hmm. And I got to say, he did address your questions, but he always was spinning it that it was, were you the guy that was standing up actually asking the questions?
That was Cody Deeds.
Okay.
We Are Change Ohio.
Well, when Cody's asking the questions, Oliver North, you know, he's a pretty smart guy, and he keeps phrasing it that this is going to be a constitutional government. Now, when he brings up the fact and he says, well, you're getting your information from the Internet. And he's like, well, no, I saw the hearing of Iran-Contra where Brooks asks you about it and the suspension of the Constitution. And he doesn't want to talk about that aspect of it. He never wants to talk about the suspension of the Constitution. He doesn't want to talk about how continuity of government doesn't necessarily have a constitutionally elected leader. And he doesn't want to discuss how those FEMA camps have been built all throughout the country for us. They're not for anybody else. You know, we're not putting foreigners in there, okay? And they're there. All you have to do is type in FEMA camps, and what really disturbs me most is that Halliburton got the private contracts to build these things, and then they took their offices and moved them out to Dubai. Why would they move them to Dubai? Well, so we don't have access to them if they want to round us up. Adam Cuttington of We Are Change Kentucky, we're going to talk to him on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
Hola, de rojo. Oh, la, oh, ho, ho.
All right, folks, we're back jamming on the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, and if you want to get at me personally, I'm at myspace.com/Jason Burmis. Love a few more friends. I got a few thousand these days. I know Alex has something like 50,000, and I use it for networking. I actually do email people back. I read all the messages. If you want to get at me, that is probably the easiest way to do so. We're talking to Adam Cuddington of Kentucky We Are Change. They recently confronted Oliver North, lost their videotapes, and got them back, threw it up on the internet. I'd be playing clips from that, but of course, we're having computer issues over at the command center in Austin, Texas. But one of the really other interesting things I thought Oliver North said was that he admitted that newspapers are going down the drain, and young people just don't believe them anymore. And they're going to alternative news sources, excuse me, and he didn't want to name those to give them recognition, but I'm sure Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com were some of the sites that he was referring to. What's your take on that, Adam?
I mean, yeah, he pretty much hit the nail on the head there. That young people aren't trusting the very few media outlets they're trying to control the minds of the public out there.
Yeah, people aren't buying into the corporate media, especially the younger people, the people that are burning copies of Loose Change and handing them out to their friends and family. You know, they're not going to CNN.com either. I mean, they might be going there linked from another place, but they don't trust the corporate media anymore because they've been caught lying again and again and again.
Yeah, and it seems like they're scared. That's why he was talking about that. I mean, he's a reporter for Fox News.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, absolutely. He does that. He has that special. It's an hour-long show. I think it's about war heroes. He pumps his book all the time. I mean, this is a real insider. This is one of those guys that I feel he's in the room when the think tank is going through the separate plans. In other words, he's listening to the ideas and the plans, and he's signing off on what he thinks, and then he goes and he meets with his overlords. You know, back in the day, that would have been people like George H.W. Bush, Ronald Reagan, members of their cabinet. And now his role is really that of a propagandist. Again, he's a pretty well-spoken guy. He can misdirect very well if people don't understand the subject matter. I mean, it's very easy for people to say, oh, it's on the Internet. It's not true. Well, what's on the Internet are stories based on mainstream media stories with links to the mainstream media sources. That's what he's not telling you. Instead, he just says, oh, you're reading the Internet. Well, the Internet is just as much a viable source of information, if not more, than television and newspapers and magazines like Time at this point, because it is the only true source of open information left. You still with us, Adam?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I agree.
So how can people support you guys? I mean, you guys in particular. I mean, how many members do you have down in Kentucky? Do you need more members? I mean, obviously, we could all use more people.
We always need more InfoWarriors.
That's right.
We always need more InfoWarriors.
So how do they get into this? Well, what do you guys have, a Kentucky We Are Change site?
We have KentuckyAnaChange.org is our website. Mm-hmm. We also have MySpace, which is myspace.com/KentuckyAnaChange. Mm-hmm. You can contact us through either one of those outlets.
So what's on the horizon? What do you guys think? Obviously, you're active. You're taking it upon yourselves to become the citizen media. This is the new form. I mean, you're getting thousands of hits on your YouTube videos. Who's the next victim? Who's in the crosshairs?
Well, I really don't want to put out there what our next ambitions are as of right now. But I can say that we have, there's a little bit of interest throughout the group to cover the 2,300 Marines that will be landing in Indianapolis within the next week or two. I can't remember the date, I'm sorry.
And what are they coming in for? Are they coming in for some kind of a massive exercise?
Urban warfare drills.
Oh, isn't that nice? They've been doing these since 99, but I'm sure they're going to say, well, now we're in a post 9/11 world. We actually have to be ready for this.
Yeah. So we got a couple people that maybe are going to cover that. And also, you can find information about that in the Indy Star website. If anybody out there would like to find information out about that, and just go up themselves. Also we have. I'm helping kick off a Central Indiana We Are Change out of Indianapolis, which you can find out information about on the Kentuckiana Change meetup page as well.
Excellent, excellent. Well, man, I just got to tell you, keep up the great work. If they take your cameras, make a big stink about it, say, look, we have free speech in this country still. We still have a First Amendment. We're the new media. We're putting this out there for the masses. You don't have the right to take our stuff. You know, I mean, it's a big win that you did get those tapes back. It's a big loss for the country that the police felt like they had the right to take that from you. But what do you expect in this jackboot society? So, you know, I wish you the best of luck with this urban warfare drill. God knows what they're going to do in it, but I hope you get great footage, man.
Thank you. You're doing great work out there, Jason. You keep it up.
All right, thanks. That's Adam from We Are Change Kentucky. I'm not sure, but we might have Jonathan Elinoff on the line right now. All right, he's calling him right now. So Jonathan Elinoff is of We Are Change Colorado. And I personally know Jonathan. He brought Corey and Dylan and myself out there for a week out in February. We screened the movie to almost 2,000 people at three different screenings, two separate venues. Denver was just an awesome place. And that's where they're holding the DNC this year. That's where they have a provocateur group called Recreate 68, where they're encouraging you to come down so you can throw red paint on people so you can wear a mask and you can destroy other people's cameras. Yeah, that sounds like a real group. That sounds like an anti-protest group that has some legitimacy. Let's attack others. Let's throw paint on others. Let's destroy the evidence of what actually happened. You know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like provocateurs. That sounds like the WTO in Seattle. That sounds like nonsense. And on the line is somebody who's going to be there for sure. I'm going to try to make it out there. I've got a wedding right after that. But it is very important that we go down to the DNC, we go down there peacefully, and we actually film those who would not be peaceful. We film those that are on the payroll of the establishment. I mean, they got caught in Canada. They had one of these guys. You know, he had the jackboot on. He had the mask over his face. He was talking about throwing rocks at the police officers. And then the police come over to arrest him. Everybody already knows he's a cop. But when they bend him down, you see the bottom of his shoe. You see his whole shoe. And lo and behold, it's the same shoes that the police officers are wearing, Jonathan. Weird, huh?
What's going on, man? Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Jonathan Elinoff of We Are Change Colorado and TruthAlliance.net. Why don't you just give people a heads up of how they can get involved if they're in your area and what you guys have been up to lately?
Well, they can come up to any of our meetings. We host them every Monday night, and they can find out about that if they go to wearechangecolorado.org. And our media, basically, our media network is truthalliance.net, and you can contact us through any of those sites. And you know, we do everything from confronting the global elite to discussing agendas to get the word out, to make sure we start recruiting more people to the truth movement and try to get some people out there and wake them up. And it's just, there's something for everyone, I guess. But, you know, it's funny because when I wrote those articles and blew the whistle, I've received everything from credit and praise from people in Colorado to some people questioning why I would even do such a thing. And it's been interesting coming across the many colors of the activists that are out here.
Well, it blows people's minds when you actually shatter the false left-right paradigm, when you say, hey, man, I'm not a raging socialist leftist. And, hey, man, I'm not a raging, you know, conservative apologist for this administration. I'm what you like to call a constitutionalist. I believe in the Bill of Rights, in the Constitution. I believe in a constitutional government. And I'm not here to abuse my rights. I'm not here to throw paint on people. I'm not here to bring a shield and incite riots. That's what they want you to do. Okay? It's very obvious to me that this is an op, that somebody at the top is putting this out there to try to cause violence at the DNC, to try to shift the focus on, you know, that we're out of control, that we don't even deserve a vote. I could see that. Oh, we don't even deserve to vote anymore, Jonathan. We can't stop rioting.
That's exactly right. And, you know, that's the whole point of peaceful revolutions and trying to get people to really just, you know, try to wake up to how to create a revolution, what causes change. And if people really look at history, they'll notice that the only change comes from true leadership. Very few times through violence has change been brought. Now, this country was made through violent radical change, but that was a last resort. Now, we certainly are not at our last resort. Everyone knows that. We're far from that. There's many options, many opportunities, and when we gather in large numbers, it is so important to take advantage of peaceful civil disobedience, because really, we don't really gather in large numbers anymore, and it always gets covered. So it's funny to see that every time it happens, there's always somebody trying to get everyone to get angry and get upset and make us look dumb and bad. And so those are the people I usually pay attention to, because I think either they're not familiar with what the New World Order wants us to look like or look bad, or they're just dumb. And it's nothing personal, but, you know, that's why it's so important that we remain peaceful. We have, you know, speakers, we have events. We actually try to go to the media. We try to do maybe a march. We wear shirts. We walk with banners. You do something with a message so that people can hear what you believe, and then you create change. But nobody's going to listen to anybody who's creating violence or creating havoc or just upset. They're just going to think that that person needs to be, you know, well, the average person I'm thinking here is what they think. That person needs to be, you know, beaten into submission. And surprisingly, that's almost always what happens in those kinds of situations.
Well, they want a reason to let off rubber bullets. They want a reason to throw out the gas cans. And you're right. There are those people out there that have just awoken to the fact that this administration is evil, that they're liars, and they're ignorant to the other facts that previous administrations have been this evil. They've just been slicker, that it's not about Republican or Democrat. You know, they just know they're mad, and what they do is, for instance, my buddy Nate out in Colorado, out in Portland, one of his good friends, got this email. He's like, yeah, I'm going, go recreate 68. And he brought that up with me. He's like, yeah, he says he's going to this thing. And I said, you better warn him that this is going to be a provocateur event. And I sent him the website with the shields, and he's like, oh, my God, you know, this isn't the right thing. So it's very easy for them to suck in the ignorant masses that just know that something's wrong. And these people genuinely think they're doing something positive. They're trying to bring change when, in fact, they're going to be just another part of this controlled paradigm in order to make movements like ours, Jonathan, look awful.
Right, and they'll make us look violent, they'll make us look bad. And when peace protests break out in violence, I mean, this empowers the police state, and it's used as a pretext to further bolster the imperialist philosophies peace organizations have worked so hard to curtail in our society. Our concern is legitimate that the DNC will be provoked towards violence. Our evidence is the statements made by these organizations, their own websites, past actions, and it's all presented in articles I released. I was attacked personally almost immediately for even having any dissent against these groups or having a different opinion. And I've had people confront me, and they've read the attack articles against me, and they are not familiar with my articles or my proof or my evidence. And they're like, oh, you know, I've heard this, that, and the other about you, and you need to shut up, and you need to stop talking about this. And it's amazing because you can really see the power that the collective masses really have when they don't pay attention to what they're doing.
The power of disinformation, Jonathan.
Oh, yeah. And it's almost kind of intimidating and scary at points because, you know, I for a while there I was kind of rebuttaling those attack articles, but they just kept coming and coming, and emails kept coming and coming. So I decided to take the high road and just walk and say, you know what, look, I said my piece. I blew the whistle. This is not about me. This is about whether or not people understand my message, which is be peaceful. You know, let's pull our heads together. Let's do something, you know, correct. I'm not against activism in any way. I'm an activist myself. I'm just concerned for the safety of 9/11 truthers down there. I think that this is a great situation to make us look bad, and that's what I got when I went to the meetings. That's exactly what I felt, that's what I witnessed, and that's all I needed to back away from that group immediately. So, you know, that was just a sharing of my experience. And
No, you did the right thing. I mean, you did the right thing, and you exposed them, and you're right. Look at the power of the mockingbirds, the people that aren't familiar with our information. They're not even going to take a look at the information, and that's why the mainstream media has been somewhat successful in suppressing 9/11 truth. Because the majority of Fox News viewers don't know what 9/11 truth is, just what has been represented by those like Neil Cavuto and Bill O'Reilly and Sean Insanity and even Alan Combs. I'm not going to give him a pass. You know, just these talking heads and what they've said about 9/11 truth, they're not actually going to go on to our website and check out our evidence. They're not going to go to Google Video and watch Loose Change Final Cut for free. You know, we're putting this stuff out there for free to the masses because our nation's on its last legs. If they carry out another false flag terror attack, God knows what they're going to do. The provisions for martial law are in place. In fact, a lot of people don't know this, Jonathan, but isn't it a fact that martial law was declared in Florida in the days before 9/11 when Jeb Bush was running that state?
Yeah, four days before, if I'm not mistaken, he declares martial law.
How convenient.
And, yeah, you know, and there was so much that came out of Florida that would have required the military to overrule the police in their investigations, you know, because I guess that was needed. And, I mean, come on, this guy, what's so funny about declaring martial law in advance of 9/11 is all the evidence of all the whistleblowers that came out of Florida, all the FBI agents, all the people who knew, like, Hopsicker and stuff, who investigated Muhammad Atta. They knew almost immediately that there was going to be massive investigations into the to the many months and I think over a year spent by some of the hijackers in Florida. And had Jeb Bush not declared martial law, all that information would have came out because the press would have had carte blanche and went out and found out all this stuff. And once he declared martial law, well, that made it really easy for anyone who wanted to ask questions. They needed to be going to the military to get their answers. And we all know the military follows orders under national security, especially under martial law. Under martial law, anything goes. So really that just meant that Jeb Bush is going to give you your information from now on. Don't even bother looking into anything.
And he also set up a safe house, really, for his brother. You know, the attacks take place, and his brother's in Florida. What a coincidence. We're talking to Jonathan Elinoff of We Are Change, Colorado. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. My little website is loosechange911.com. You can go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And if you want to see the fourth hour video feed, the video feed, folks, it's over at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. We'll be back after this.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
All right, folks, we're back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis subbing in while Alex and the gang are down at Bilderberg bringing you the news that matters, covering a conference that is going to determine what happens in this country over the next 12 months, and really around the world. It's going to be deciding a lot of our foreign and domestic policy. The media will not be covering this. They're going to act like it didn't even happen. And John Edwards, who has now been confronted about Bilderberg on several occasions, he says he was there for energy policy, this and that. The last time he was confronted, they asked him, well, why doesn't the media cover Bilderberg? And he said, you know, that's a good question. typical politician answer. I just want to let everybody else know out there, with all the junk food we eat, it's important that we do our very best to take care of our digestive system. New Vitality, one of our great sponsors, makes this show possible, has a product called Aloes. Aloes is an herbal dietary supplement developed to support healthy digestive function and even helps maintain weight loss. Aloes' all-natural ingredients nutritionally support regularity and assist your body in removing accumulated waste. It contains 30 synergistically balanced natural herbs and enzymes and works together to improve overall health. Do your body a favor and click on the big banner over at the middle of Infowars.com or give them a call at 1-800-569-4056. That's 1-800-569-4056. We're talking to Jonathan Elinoff of We Are Change Colorado and TruthAlliance.net. And Jonathan has done some great things. I mean, from the confrontations with Gary Hart to his articles about urban moving systems, this kid, I shouldn't call him a kid, he's a young man, just a little bit younger than myself, has done it all. And yesterday, I don't know if you were tuned in, Jonathan, but I went over some of your urban moving systems information and how one of these vans actually had exploded just down the road from the World Trade Center site, somewhere on King Street between 6th and 7th Street, and that they were following a flatbed truck that had been rented to some Middle Easterners with the attacks actually painted as a mural on the truck. Amazing stuff.
Yeah. In the article, I kind of detailed that van with the mural on it, and it was. Even in the Saving City Lifeline, which was a transportation policy studies report released by Norman Mineta in 2006, he actually even confirmed that that van with the mural on it existed. Mm-hmm. In that report, it stated that there were continuing moments of alarm. A panel truck with a painting of a plane flying into the World Trade Center was stopped near the temporary command post. It proved to be rented to a group of ethnic Middle Eastern people who did not speak English. Fearing that it might be a truck bomb, the NYPD immediately evacuated the area, called out the bomb squad, and detained the occupants until a thorough search was made. And the vehicle was found to be a delivery truck. Now, that's taken directly from that report, and it was made available in the Vans article. So, you know, when I wrote that article, I was looking for any information on, okay, if Mineta says that there's vans with explosives in it and there's paintings of planes flying into the Trade Center towers, there's got to be police reports out there. And luckily, someone a while back, I'm not sure how long ago, but somebody posted a torrent of all of the audio from the police radios that day that was released to the public, same with fire department. Mm-hmm. There's actually a website that's dedicated to the fire department audio files. So I downloaded that and listened for hours, and I couldn't believe how many times I heard vans and stories about vans, and it was like, how come I've never heard about this? And the more I started looking into it, the more I actually started finding what I was looking for. It was just well buried.
And this van is separate from the van that was pulled over by the George Washington Bridge that was supposedly full of explosives. The story then changes that it set off the dogs and there was no explosives in it, but it tested positive for explosives. We're going to get into that and more with Jonathan Elinoff of We Are Change Colorado. After this, it is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now,